Thank you, and welcome to the March 2nd Mesa City Council meeting. To begin the meeting, we'd invite everyone here to please stand for the invocation that will be offered by Anita Rangaswamy, representing the Hindu faith at the Arizona Interfaith Movement. Following the invocation, the Pledge of Allegiance will be led by Scout Bryson Wilcox. No, it's Brayson Wilcox. I'm sorry, Brayson. So please stand for the invocation and pledge.
Thank you, Mayor and City Council members. I will be saying a Hindu prayer, which is in Sanskrit, but will also give you an English meaning for that. Swasti prajabhyam paripalayantam nyayena margena mahim mahishah go brahmanebhyo shubhamastu nityam loka samasta sukhino bhavantu kale varshatu parjanya prithvi shashya shalini deshoyam kshobha rahita sajjana santu nirbhaya sarve sukhina santu sarve santu niramaya sarve bhadrani pashyantu ma kaschit dukkhat bhag bhavet. The meaning of the prayer is that we pray for the good of the leadership of the country, the state, and the city who are responsible to take care of the people's well-being and in the path of justice. Let the earth be covered with vegetation as the monsoon arrives in a timely manner. Let us be able to face problems without fear, such that the citizens have a pleasant life. We pray that people live happily without diseases, and let there be plenty of food for all. Let everyone feel secure in themselves, and let people live in joy with good things happening everywhere. Let there be peace from within one's own mind and body. Let there be peaceful relationships with other living beings. Let there be peace with nature and the natural elements. Lord, we ask for your love, guidance, and for the power of wisdom today as decisions are made in the Mesa City Council that touch the lives of the citizens and the providers of services for them. Namaste. The divinity in me recognizes the divinity in each one of you. Thank you.
Can you please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you.
Thank you, Brayson, and thank you, Ms. Rangaswamy, for the invocation and the pledge. The next item on our agenda is awards and recognitions, but I'm going to call an audible and move that down on the agenda so that we can allow some additional time for folks to come to the meeting. So the next item that we'll take up on the agenda is the consent agenda. So we'd invite Kevin Christopher forward to read the consent agenda.
Good evening, Mayor and Council members. These are the items on the consent agenda. All items listed with an asterisk will be considered as a group by the City Council and will be enacted with one motion. There will be no separate discussion unless a council member or a citizen requests, in which event the item will be removed from the consent agenda and considered as a separate item. If a citizen wants an item removed, a blue card must be completed and given to the city clerk prior to the council's vote on the consent agenda. Item 2, approval of minutes of previous meetings as written. Item 3A, act on liquor license application for Liberty Wildlife Rehabilitation Foundation Incorporated, one-day charitable event, Friday, March 20th, 922 South Country Club Drive. Item 3B, act on liquor license application for Ultimate Imaginations, one-day charitable event, Friday, April 10th, on Center Street from First Street to University Drive. Item 3C, act on liquor license application for a New Leaf Foundation, one-day charitable event, Friday, March 6th, 10,100 East Ray Road. Item 3D, act on liquor license application for CVS Pharmacy, 7547 East Southern Avenue. Item 3E has been removed. Item 4A, act on contract to purchase a disc backup system, replacing the tape backup system for the police department. This purchase is funded by a justice assistance grant and by the Information Technology Department capital budget. Item 4B, act on contract to purchase and install three replacement radios for the Police Department Aviation Unit. This purchase is funded by the Homeland Security Grant Fund and by the Police Department operating budget. Item 4C, act on contract to purchase replacement uninterruptible power supply devices and network management cards as requested by the Information Technology Department. Item 4D, act on 3-year term contract for traffic signal control cabinets and replacement components for the materials and supply warehouse for the Transportation Department. Item 4E, act on 3-year term contract for office supplies and products for citywide departments and the Strategic Alliance for Volume Expenditures Cooperative members as requested by the Business Services Department. Item 4F, act on 3-year term contract for repairs and preventative maintenance for aeration blower systems for the Water Resources Department. Item 4G, act on Sossaman Road pressure reducing valve and waterline replacement. This project is funded by 2014 authorized water bonds. Item 5A, act on a resolution authorizing the city manager to prepare, sign, and submit a second substantial amendment to the fiscal year 2014-2015 annual action plan to the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development to award available funds from canceled projects, program income, and prior year administration to the La Mesita Phase 2 Family Homeless Shelter. Item 6A, act on ordinance to adopt modified electric terms, rates, fees, and charges for city-owned utility services, Schedule E-3.6, non-residential customer retention economic development, which expands eligibility, adjusts the minimum monthly electric energy consumption levels required for eligibility, and extends the term of eligibility. Item 7A, act on subdivision plat Eastmark DU3, South Parcel 3-1, the 9300 and 9600 blocks of East Ray Road, located east of Ellsworth Road on the south side of Ray Road. Item 7B, act on subdivision plat Eastmark DU3, South Parcel 3-2, the 9600 and 9800 blocks of East Ray Road, located east of Ellsworth Road on the south side of Ray Road. And item 7C, act on subdivision plat Eastmark DU3, South Parcel 3-3, the 9800 to 10,000 blocks of East Ray Road, located east of Ellsworth Road on the south side of Ray Road. Mayor and council members, these are the items on the consent agenda.
Great. Thank you, Mr. Christopher. It's been moved by Mr. Kavanaugh and seconded by Mr. Glover to approve the consent agenda. Please cast your vote. The vote is unanimous to approve the consent agenda. The next item that we will take up is awards and recognitions. We have one item on the awards and recognitions agenda tonight. I'd like to invite Councilmember David Luna to recognize the Mesa Public School District Science Fair winners. Mr. Luna.
Thank you, Mayor. Unfortunately, they're not here, but their teachers are here who actually led the project. So Corinne Forbes and Bruce Jones, if you wouldn't mind standing up. And we're going to call you up in a second. So let's talk about Alexandra Smith. She's a senior at Mountain View High School. She was awarded Best in Fair for her work entitled The Effects of Orbital Separation and Stellar Class Type on the Habitability of Circumbinary Planets in the Innermost Stable Orbit about a Binary Star System. I don't know what that means. I hope everyone got that. But we're very proud of Alexandra because we know we are in good hands, hopefully. And their teacher is Ms. Brittany Schreiber. She's a teacher from the Summit Academy and is this year's teacher award winner. Ms. Schreiber teaches advanced science, and this is the second year that she and her students have participated in the program. Her students had the highest overall average scores from all the projects submitted. Participating students from the Academy must take advanced classes in order to be in the science fair. So we want to congratulate them both. And then if you wouldn't mind, Mayor, we can step down and hand their teacher sponsors the awards.
It might be fun to put the teachers on the spot and have them come up and tell us what the title of that project actually
means. Oh, that would
be good.
Mr. Jones could do that, I think.
Mr. Jones, yeah, please enlighten us. Tell us what that winning project was all about.
So the title she had on her board was a little more friendly. Basically, it was about finding the Goldilocks zone related to binary star systems. So the Goldilocks zone being that place is not too close to the star and not too far away where it's too hot or too cold.
It's just right.
Just right.
There you go.
In binary star systems. So think of Star Wars, you know, when they had two suns, that kind of a thing. So
all right.
That's what it was about.
Very interesting. Well, thank you very much. The next in your brain, Mr. Luna and I actually were there, and
yes.
I got to tell you, the students that won these awards were extremely impressive. It was very enlightening to see right. what great kids we have in the city winning these awards. So congratulations again to them. The next item on our award is items from citizens present. Ms. Mickelson, do we have any speakers?
No request, Mayor.
We do not. Thank you. All right. The next item on our agenda then is a motion to adjourn. It's been moved and seconded. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Thank you. We are adjourned.